Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September the 1st, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported on the plans of the winners of the four Barbados scholarships for that year to study overseas. They were a remarkable group. E. de Courcy Innes had entered Harrison College in 1942 and had won the Pilgrim Memorial Prize for Science. He had been awarded the Barbados Scholarship in Science. The newspaper reported that he had already left the island to pursue the study of medicine at the University College of the West Indies at Mona, Jamaica. Richard Gooding, of the Lodge School, had won the Barbados Scholarship in Modern Studies, and he had also already left the island to read Natural Sciences at St. John's College, Cambridge. George Alleyne had entered Harrison College in 1944 and won the Pilgrim Memorial Prize in Classics in 1950. He had been awarded the Barbados Scholarship in Classics, and it was reported that he would also leave the island in October to study medicine at Mona. The final member of the group was J.M.G.M. Adams, known as Tom, the only son of Grantley Adams. He had entered Harrison College in 1939 and won the Dighton Memorial Prize in Mathematics in 1950. His Barbados scholarship was also in mathematics. It was reported that Adams would be leaving the island on the following day aboard the SS Colombie, bound for England. He planned to study modern greats at Magdalen College, Oxford, before going on to study law. All four of these young men would go on to have illustrious careers. E. de Courcy Innes returned to Barbados to practice medicine, and for many years had a surgery on River Road. Richard Gooding completed a doctorate under the world-famous marine biologist Arthur Humes, and was a member of the faculty at Boston University before returning to Barbados in later life. He was said to be the world's leading authority on the West Indian sea urchin. George Alleyne graduated from the University College of the West Indies as the gold medalist in medicine in 1957. He was appointed Professor of Medicine at UWI in 1972. Between 1995 and 2003, he served as Director of the Pan American Health Organization, and he was Chancellor of the University of the West Indies from 2003 to 2017. He was knighted in 1990. Finally, there was J.M.G.M. Tom Adams, who served as the second Prime Minister of Barbados, succeeding Errol Barrow, from 1976 until his death in 1985. The Central Bank building was named the Tom Adams Financial Centre in his honour, and his name is also commemorated by the Adams section of the Adams-Barrow-Cummins Highway. The hopes and plans of these young men, as reported in The Advocate on this day in 1951, were truly realised as they went on to make their mark in history and to make their families and their country proud.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.